This time of year is perfect for a celebratory brunch. Whole Foods Market has everything you need to celebrate the special people in your life at a reasonable hour. Host brunch for less with 365 by Whole Foods Market, featuring wallet-happy finds like cold-smoked Atlantic salmon and organic everything bagels. The experts at the bakery department always have something beautifully delicious for dessert, like mango yuzu chantilly cake. When the brunch has to be perfect, go to your local Whole Foods Market. This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Here's a trick. If you want to design a good flag, a kick-ass flag like Chicago's or DC's, start by drawing a 1 by 1.5 inch rectangle on a piece of paper. Your design has to work within that tiny rectangle. Here's why.
A 3 by 5 foot flag on a pole 100 feet away looks about the same size as a 1 by 1.5 inch rectangle seen about 15 inches from your eye.
So instead of starting with a big canvas or a wide cinema display,
try drawing your flag on a rectangle that's 1 by 1.5 inches. You'll be surprised at how compelling and simple the design can be when you hold yourself to that limitation.
That, my friends, is Ted Kaye.
Ted Kaye, I live here in Portland, Oregon, and I'm involved in the study of flags.
When I went to his house in Portland, he flew the San Francisco flag out front in honor of my visit. That's the kind of guy Ted Kaye is.
I'm involved with the Portland Flag Association. We're a loosely organized group of people interested in flags, and we are the largest subnational flag organization in the country with the largest membership.
Around 25 dues-paying members.
The most frequent meeting schedule and the greatest amount of publishing.
Unlike a lot of his fellow vexillologists, that's a person who studies flags, Ted is especially interested in flag design. Many other vexillologists are more focused on history, protocol, and usage.
There's one school of thought that says we are flag scholars and every flag is equally appropriate to study. And whether we like the design or not is immaterial. We should be dispassionate scholars.
But then there are people in the second group, like Ted and me at this point, actually, who love beautiful flags and go out in the world and lobby for better ones.
Those who are in the second camp have identified a name for those people, and that's a vexillonaire, an activist vexillologist.
If you've listened to this show for a very, very long time, you know that when it comes to designing flags, there are rules.
The principles being keep it simple, use meaningful symbolism, use 2 to 3 basic colors, no lettering or seals, and be distinctive.
All the best flags tend to stick to these principles, but one rule, the fourth one.
No lettering or seals.
That rule, for some reason, Americans just can't grasp. We have tons of flags with writing and municipal seals on them, and that's bad.
Here's why you shouldn't have a seal on a flag. A seal is designed to be on a piece of paper, to be seen close up, to be seen flat, not moving, and on only one side of the paper. A flag is meant to be seen from a distance on a piece of fabric that's moving and might be seen on the front or the back. Seals don't belong on flags. Seals belong on pieces of paper.
Damn right. One of the intriguing things about the fact that Ted Kaye and the largest subnational flag organization are both based in Portland is that Portland didn't have an official flag for the first 100 years of its existence.
Portland had several flags that had been proposed and not officially adopted, even though people thought they'd been adopted.
But that was about to change in 1969.
A group proposed a flag to the city.
The group was the Commercial Club of Portland. The proposed design consisted of a white field, that's the background color, with a city seal in gold in the center, flanked by two red roses on either side. And then the words, World Port of the Pacific on top, and then the words, City of Roses below. Oh my. I think I might have to go lie down.
And Mayor Terry Schrunk, who was a very astute politician, looked at this design and said, I'm not capable of deciding on a flag design for the city of Portland. This is a job for the Portland Arts Commission.
Smart guy indeed. But this decision set into motion one of the greatest tragedies and redemptions in vexillological history. The Arts Commission selected an esteemed local artist named Doug Lynch to create a brand new design.
Who was a prominent graphic designer. They called him a commercial artist at the time.
So Doug Lynch created a questionnaire asking both the City Council and the Arts Commission which attribute should be on the flag.
And as you might expect, the members of the City Council had a different view of what a flag should look like from what the Arts Commission members looked like.
You don't say.
The city commissioners were, they wanted realism. They wanted the name of the city on the flag.
Ugh.
They wanted a rose.
Ugh.
They wanted a mountain.
Jeez.
They wanted lots of stuff on the flag. The Arts Commissioners said it should be abstract. It shouldn't have words on it. Much more consistent with our modern perception of what good flag design is. So Doug went into the fray and designed a flag that did not have a rose on it, did not have the name of the city on it.
It was an abstract design.
Doug's design was I would call it an offset cross.
If you go to our website or pull out your phone, you'll see a variation of this flag that Doug Lynch proposed. It's incorporated into the cover tile of this episode.
Two lines crossing from top to bottom and left to right in the center, creating a void in the center that is called a hypocycloid, a four-pointed star. The blue lines that crossed represented the confluence of the Columbia and Willamette Rivers. The white hypocycloid represented the city of Portland at their confluence. And then those stripes were bordered by yellow stripes, gold stripes, which represented either commerce or grain flowing along the rivers. And everything was on a background of green, representing the forests.
It's really lovely.
City Council said, thank you for your design, and changed the upper left-hand corner from green to blue and put the city seal on it and adopted that flag.
I know all the graphic designers in the audience are digging half-moon-shaped scars in the meat of their palms upon hearing this violation. It's almost more painful that this abomination was so close to being a really good flag, the one that Doug Lynch had originally submitted. It took a few years, but the City Council version of the flag made it out into circulation in 1973.
But being a relatively poor design with that city seal on it, most people can't tell it's the city seal even. It's kind of a yellow gold blob on blue. The flag was never widely flown.
So nearly 30 years later, Doug Lynch joined the Portland Flag Association.
He was in his late 80s, and I invited him to come to one of our meetings and explain this whole story of how he had designed the flag and how it was adopted and how it was changed at the last minute. And at the end of the presentation, Doug said, if I had to do it over again, I would widen the blue stripes, move the center of the flag over a little, take that upper left-hand corner, which is blue, and change it back to green.
And he would take that city seal off the flag.
I would make all those. That's how I would do the flag. But it's been 30 years. It's too late now.
And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. We're the largest subnational flag organization in the country.
Look, Doug, it's not too late. Sitting around the table are the person who's written the history of the flag of the city of Portland, the person who's written the guidebook on flag design, the person who actually manufactures those flags, and you who designed it. We ought to be able to get this changed.
And with the help of future Portland Mayor Sam Adams, they presented an ordinance to the City Council to update the flag.
My son Mason, who had written the history of the city flags of Portland, testified. I testified. Mike Hale, who was the owner of Elmer's Flag and Banner, who manufactured it, testified, and Doug Lynch testified. And Doug was a revered figure in design in Portland. And the commission, in effect, bowed and said, you're the right person to tell us what this design ought to look like. We agree with your design. And the mayor, Mayor Vera Katz at the time, the mayor said, that's great. Come back next week and we'll adopt it, but bring a real flag. Can you do that? And Mike Hale, owner of the flag company, gulped and said, yes, we can do that. And so the next week, he'd had his seamstresses sew up a new City of Portland flag. We came to the city council hearing. The council held a vote on the ordinance, 5-0. They adopted the flag. And Mayor Katz said, pointing to the old flag on the flagpole, take that down and put it in archives. Can you put that new flag up? And so one of our members, John Hood, went over and put the flag on the flagpole in the city council chambers, being the first one to raise the official City of Portland flag.
The correct City of Portland flag. This current flag, with all the updates that Doug Lynch wanted, is the graphic that's on the front of the podcast. If you haven't done so already, pull it out, have a look. It's handsome. It's a good flag. Best of all, people in Portland actually use it, especially if you go to a soccer game. If you don't see your city flag anywhere in your hometown, maybe it needs a redesign too. But that's just the Vexlin air in me talking. "99% Invisible" is Sam Greenspan, Katie Mingle, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of 91.7 local public radio KALW in San Francisco, home of a very bad flag, and produced out of the offices of ArcSign in beautiful downtown Oakland, California, home of a pretty good flag.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice. Plus, visit your in-laws. Plus, venture into the wilderness. Plus, wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch, because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. Perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night, plus save on actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up as the day gets longer and spring is sprung. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/invisible today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/invisible. "99% Invisible" is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Get started with one of Squarespace's professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, then customize your look, update the content, add features to fit your unique needs. I made my website, RomanMars.com, so long ago I built it with Squarespace tools tools. It was so simple. I followed a good template. I customized it a little bit, add some social media stuff, and people get in touch with me for that website. It's perfect for my needs. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So my wife and I wanted to take a couple of the kids to see Taylor Swift in concert. We signed in with pre-sale fan codes and logged in on separate devices, each going after a different venue. And then we got bounced out of different venues. And then she managed to get tickets in Minneapolis. So when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/99. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
You can find this show and like the show on Facebook. All of us are on Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify. But to find out more about this story, including cool pictures and links, and listen to all the episodes of 99% Invisible, you must go to 99pi.org.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
Pandora makes it easy for you to find your favorite music. Discover new artists and genres by selecting any song or album, and we'll make you a personalized station for free. Download on the Apple App Store or Google Play and enjoy the soundtrack to your life.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite, too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.